thoughts on Adam Pardy getting a chance to go back in with Buster?
Haven't set my lineup yet. Set that tomorrow.
If he goes in?
Well, I'll probably talk to you about it tomorrow.
Okay. Overall, just on that note, I guess, how do you continue to get this group to finish off this road trip on the right note?
Well, we've got to build some confidence back, and certainly know the confidence is earned first. It's not about feeling pumping tires, but when you've lost it and we're struggling with our confidence now, you stop doing the things as a group of five and your gap comes off and you're not making plays, you're not moving the puck. Biggest thing is you're just not all that quick. So get some simple parts to our game that we can grab some confidence in and build from there.
The style of game that the St. Louis games have been over the last year or so, is this a good team to get your crew back going here on the right wing?
Yeah, but we're talking about Nashville with probably more skill up front. So it's going to be a tough test for us tomorrow with where we're at. So what we're going to have to do is get to that game that lets us get a little bit faster. Because if you give this group room here, you're going to be in the same kind of game that you played last night. So finding this is a great challenge and a great test. Finding that confidence when you're not feeling it, finding a way to fight through that. It is a great test for the leadership and for our youth, but it's one of these things that you can draw on. I mean, you're going to learn it. You're going to learn how to get through it, how to build confidence on days that you're not confident, and then you get to hang on to that for a little while. But it's a challenge.
Does the forecheck become even more important in trying to do those things? I mean, you can get a bump in or a retreat.
Yeah.
Forechecking
at the right time. I mean, if you're going to have to, they're a good defensive team, so you're not going to have easy entries on them. But we can't be done with the puck all night. Without speed, we'll never get it back, and then you're just chasing the puck. So when we're at our, let me rephrase that, the style of game that we will build toward and get to, we'll make the right decisions with the puck and make plays when there are plays to be made, and that goes back to that confidence. And we stop doing that at the line. And then if we do put the puck in because we don't want to make a mistake, we don't have the speed to get in on that forecheck. So it's about that speed, the quickness, again, I've mentioned before, and being able to make the right decisions when you're not processing as fast and you're looking for the right decisions. It's not coming easy or natural to you.
You often hear about guys squeezing the stick when it's rough. How do you prevent that from happening?
Well, first, you've got to give your team the room as a coach to make plays. We've got to start back moving the puck and making plays and doing it with speed. So it's not, and the mistakes that get made, because they're happening in each game, they don't bother you when things are going well. There's not enough of them to be concerned about. And then when you're struggling, those mistakes are in the back of your net, and it sets you back even further. So like I said, we're not a confident group right now. Our play in the last three games hasn't been good enough for us to build confidence. So we've got to find a different way to do it, find a way to become a confident team. Again, you have to earn that confidence. So we've got to get back to doing some things that we can be good at in small areas, in small chunks, and build from there.
Breaking up the top line potentially, is that a chance to maybe find some more balance?
Yes.
The road maybe caught up to you a little bit?
We've lost our quickness, I think. Felt that. I almost understand the Montreal game on back-to-back nights. They're a real good team. I thought we first saw it in Philadelphia. But the schedule is what it is, and it's every second night, and there's going to be lots of times we got to go back home and play another game. So that's just an adversity that we have to learn how to deal with. It's not a tough stretch that we're never facing again. We're going to play every second night for the last month and a half, almost month and 3 weeks. So it's just something that has to be fought through.
What do you hope to see from Pearl if you do use him, little unwieler?
You know what? There's nothing specific about a player there. I'm not looking to make a change in the lines to right what happened to us last night. It's not a function of the chemistry on the lines. I'm looking for all our guys up front to play with, to manufacture some confidence that's not there, make plays when they see them to be made, and if not, let's get the puck in and get in on the forecheck with some speed. And then I'm looking for us to handle our bumps, handle the things that go away from you in a game. And in every single game that you play, There's stretches that you don't like, and being able to handle that and bounce back.